you were someone who was very aware of the chief. You liked the chief, and you were actually present during the final official appearance of Chief Alanowek at a basketball game in February of 2007.
That's correct. Yep. I grew up, you know, going to games, and my parents were very big on that tradition, and so it was a big part of me, and it was special at the time to be at that dance.
Yeah, what were your feelings? What were your thoughts at the time of that final official appearance by the chief?
I was pretty angry and upset at that time. It certainly didn't feel fair or right to me, and it felt like someone was taken something away that they just didn't understand. So definitely at that time, I really wouldn't say I didn't understand the protests at all, but I couldn't relate to them, and I thought it wasn't accurate and didn't seem fair.
But you write in your essay, A Chief Solution, that your feelings have changed since then.
Right. I think just grown older, seeing more experiences of other people around the world. I've seen people feel disenfranchised. I've started to recognize why they feel disenfranchised, and I've started to have, I think, empathy maybe is the right word for that, and try to relate and try to see their perspective, and that can understand where the chief tradition fits in that vein with American Indians.
But at the same time, you would like to preserve some aspects of the chief tradition.
I think so. I think it meant a lot to a lot of people, myself included. I think it still means a lot, and I think it means a lot for the right reasons. So if there's a way to keep those right reasons around without the harm or the negative things that were not intended but did exist with the tradition, I think that's absolutely something that should be explored.
Well, let's talk a bit. Tell me a little bit about the right reasons for preserving the chief.
So I think what the chief did was, or at least what it intended to do, and what those who took part in the tradition honestly believed it did, was brought people together. It wasn't really about the game that you were at. It was about the people that you were there with. I think we all know there's been a lot of bad athletic events that he was part of, but that didn't change the emotions of people when he was out on the field. It was just a very much a sense of togetherness that almost can't be described that was felt when the chief came out. And there's also the words of, you know, respect and loyalty and all that, but in some ways those are just buzzwords. So it's not even those, but it's just this ability that the chief seemed to have to bring alumni, students, children who maybe would become students like myself all together and just share in a special moment.
Well, what aspects of the chief do you think should be and could be preserved?
Well, I think by just acknowledging the tradition still, you know, my proposal doesn't call for a live dance anymore. It definitely takes the embodiment of the chief down to a lot of degrees. But I think just the fact that he can still exist in some way that we can be told it's okay to appreciate that tradition still. I think that brings a lot of those good feelings back. Right now, it's kind of a point where you're being told if you appreciate the tradition, you might be racist. And again, as I write in the article, I understand where that racism feelings come from now. But it's also a bit harsh to have to feel bad just because you appreciate some of the good things about the chief.
So if the chief doesn't perform, how would the chief tradition continue?
I think, you know, my proposal, I call potentially for a statue to be placed at a great American Indian museum on campus. And around that statue, it would be great if there's an exhibit about the tradition, the history of it. I think that could be a place where alumni go and students and young fans go to understand what the chief was, even understand why the chief wasn't exactly right, and to learn from it, but then to still come together. And at the same time, then it becomes a gateway to get into this, what I would hope would be an amazing museum, and learn about the actual culture of American Indians that were in Illinois and around Illinois.
So if I understand you correctly, there would be a museum devoted to Native American culture and history, but there would also be something about the Chief Illiniwek tradition as well at the university.
Right. I would pair those together, and I think it allows the chief to be what I've always thought the chief should be and could be but never quite was, which is a gateway to learning about the culture that actually inspired it. We never lived up to that with the chief tradition. We said he was inspired by the Illiniwek Confederation Indians, but we didn't get it accurate, and we never really took the step towards teaching about those American Indians. And I think the right way to do it now is to make sure that happens. There's unfortunately a lot of ignorance about, and myself included, about those cultures. But the only way I really do know about them is what I've learned by researching the history of the chief. And that's a minuscule amount. I think whether we do anything to bring the chief back or not, we should have a museum like this that really pays homage to that culture and teaches about it. Where, you know, it's the university is there for education after all. And I think that's something that really needs to be done.
But you do not see bringing any version of the chief back at halftimes of games on campus?
Personally, I don't. Maybe there's a way to do that respectfully. Maybe there's not. But to me, that seems like the sort of thing that could end the conversation right there. I think there might be too much opposition to that, and I'm okay with that. I don't think it has to be that. I think there has to be some give and take when we're talking about this. And the primary goal needs to not to have a dance at halftime. The primary goal needs to be to teach and to learn. And then if we can keep the chief as a part of that, then that's better.
Well, you've had your proposal out for, a couple of weeks now? When did you first post it?
Now, I think it was in early May.
Have you gotten any particular response back? Any, agreements, disagreements, comments?
I have gotten a handful of emails, a lot of replies on Twitter, and they're overwhelmingly positive. A lot of people really like the idea. Some people maybe were less willing to say they liked it, but they agreed it was the right way to start the conversation, specifically when contrasted against kind of the mascot discussion that's going on campus right now. I've received other people that don't think it goes far enough. They want the chief to be back at halftime, but other than that, they enjoyed it. I think I maybe only received a single truly negative comment, and which I'm totally okay with. It was out there to get feedback. But when I reached back out to see if they'd elaborate and tell me why they didn't like it, I never received a response, unfortunately.
So you have heard from some people who brought up what I suspected a lot of chief supporters would feel was missing from this, is that it doesn't bring the appearance and the performance of the chief back. Do you think this could work as far as providing some satisfaction for chief supporters if there's no performance?
I do, because one, that the number of people who have expressed that has been relatively small, but a handful definitely have. But even then, they seemed on board with the idea, even if they'd end up a little disappointed in the overall outcome of it. And I just think there's a lot of people who share in my evolution on the tradition. Maybe they were once staunch supporters like myself, but they've seen, you know, maybe why it wasn't the best tradition, and they've come around to views similar to mine.
And have you heard from chief opponents, people who would, if this idea came about, would have to accept the idea of some tribute to the chief existing on campus?
Unfortunately, I have not heard anything yet. I'd love to, because I think their opinion matters a lot. I don't think this is something you can do and just push it past opposition. It needs to be something that there's a fairly strong consensus on, that people from both sides, you know, agree this is a great compromise. If that's not there, I think we're just setting ourselves up for another battle later on that, and that's not what we should do. So I hope I hear from those people, but I haven't yet.
Have you heard from any Native Americans, whether on or off campus, with the Native American House on campus or the American Indian Studies program, or from anywhere else?
I've yet to. Prior to publishing this, back when it was an idea I had, but I hadn't written it out to this degree, I did send a lengthy email to the leader of Native American House without getting into the idea, asking if there's a conversation they might be willing to have, and unfortunately I didn't hear back. not saying they ignored it. I'm sure they get plenty of emails, but it's definitely a conversation I'd love to have, because again, it needs to be a consensus. It can't just be something that the chief supporters push through, because then we're just setting ourselves up for the same thing.
Is that a difficult thing, you think, to have the two sides on this debate talking to each other?
I think so. I think it became so divisive that both sides were sure they were right, and therefore any little give on the other side they weren't willing to agree with. And, you know, happens in politics. This is not an issue divided on political lines, but I think the way it became so staunch on each side is still similar in that manner. And so, yeah, it becomes hard to compromise at all. But I definitely wanted to put this idea out there because I think maybe it's a really good compromise. But definitely need to hear back from more people on all sides before I can say that for sure.
You touched on the mascot issue, and Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson has said she plans to set up a committee to look for a mascot for the Urbana campus, which she emphasizes would be the first ever mascot, that it would be something different from Chief Illiniwek. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not a fan of that idea at all. There's a little bit that's like, is it replacing Chief Illiniwek? And there's some pushback from me that at the same time, though, I'm just not a fan of the idea in general. I think traditions are best when they naturally arise. And this feels like something that would be forced pretty heavily on the school, on the alumni. I certainly appreciate the students that are at the university right now, their right to have input in these decisions. But I think when it comes to something like this, it also needs to be realized that it impacts, you know, years and years of alumni beyond the four-year students currently there. And it also will impact generations still to come. And so I think it needs to be something decided by more than just the student senate or even a vote of the students currently there. I don't really see it as something the majority of alumni would support right now. It'll just feel forced and not a tradition that we'll really take pride in.
Well, Justin Strebel, thank you very much for talking with me.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity.